Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from the Palms, along with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffers, who talk Northwest Athletics for the next hour. And first of all, Matt, another good week of basketball for Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball.
Just continuing to stack up sweep after a sweep. It's been a lot of fun to watch these teams throughout the year, but especially you think about this past month, both teams really hitting their stride. You think about the men's team doing that without Wes Dreamer right now, but still scoring at a really high clip, and so you like to see that heading into this week against Missouri Western coming up on Saturday. And that women's basketball team now 5 consecutive victories. They've won 8 of their last 9, and they have really vaulted forward ever since they lost that first one around to Missouri Western back in January. So this is a team that is really hitting its stride at the right time. Defensively, they've been fantastic, giving up just 41 to Rogers State, then 54 to Northeastern State. So both teams really rolling right now.
And when you talk about the Northwest women after that loss to Missouri Western, Northwest men as well, after a tough loss. I think that game, Byron Alexander was the first game he may have been out with an injury, and they had to come back after that, and they've been on quite a roll after that loss to Missouri Western.
10 consecutive for the men since that one, so it's been fun to watch. It hasn't been necessarily, you know, just kind of floating by and just whipping everybody by 20, 25 points. You look at it, you've had some close games there. Fort Hays by 3 in double overtime. Emporia State by 3. Washburn by 3. Finally opened that margin up against Rogers State and Northeastern this week at home. But it's a team that is really playing hard and grinding right now.
And you talk about playing well. Look at that win against Rogers State. The thing that really stands out, shooting 73.9% from the field, setting a program record there, 90% in the second half in that win.
You know, some really good performances, top to bottom. You need to look at those guys that stepped in for just a couple minutes at the end of the game, stepping up, knocking down some big shots. So Northwest really putting things together offensively. And when with an effort like that on Thursday, you're just hoping it can roll into Saturday and maybe have an athlete of the week. And sure enough, Bennett Sturtz, the MIAA player of the week after another stellar week for him. And you've talked about it before during our game broadcast, but it really feels like after kind of feeling his way through that first month or so of the season, has really put things together, and he is playing at a really high level right now for Northwest.
And as a team, they moved to number 7 in this week's NABC Top 25 poll. Again, they started out the year at the top of the poll, but have slowly worked their way back up to getting back into the top 10.
And some tough losses along the way, and that last one, of course, to Missouri Western by 6 in St. Joseph. And you just kind of look at how things have fallen since that point to where Northwest has gotten a roll. Meanwhile, Missouri Western has really fallen on hard times. They've lost a few in a row right now, so these teams have headed in different directions. So the Bearcats back in the top 10, and if they can get a win on Saturday, we'll clinch at least a share of the MIAA title. So a pretty terrific run of regular season MIAA conference titles. They can stack on one more this week.
Yeah, that'll be good there. Baseball coming off a weekend where they went 1-2 and a trip down to Joplin competing in the Missouri Southern and Missouri Southern Lion Classic, and could have been a lot better and pick up 2 out of 3 there, but a walk-off home run did them in that last game down there. But overall, still playing some pretty good baseball.
Yeah, Northwest right now, despite losing 2 of 3 over the weekend, still sitting at 6-5 on the season. Would have loved to have come away with 2 of 3 wins this weekend, of course, but you look at it, and the bats are still swinging well early on this season. I think as the weather improves, they'll just continue to get better and better. They put up 4 against Lewis and lost 13 in a win over University of Mary, then 5 more in that walk-off loss to Minnesota State. So if the offense can stabilize and just be right there, the pitching is going to come around for this team. It's still so early in the season, and crazy enough, we're getting into MIAA play this week, and it's at home.
No doubt about that. Well, the weather, though, it looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Who would have thought? You know, we usually look at these games in February in Maryville and say, yeah, they're going to move that one to Emporia, or they're going to move that down south. But sure enough, it looks like the weather's going to hold this time around. And, boy, wouldn't that be great to help catapult this team? Again, playing some good baseball to this point in the season, swinging a hot bat, get a good crowd at home, and just really build off that with a strong first series of the MIAA. Some special things could be brewing right now.
Yeah, that really could be a 3-game set coming up this weekend with Emporia State. Tennis off to another good start. They had a 2-0 weekend for both the men and women with wins over William Jewell and Metro State. They had to move indoors for both of those, but found a way to pick up some good wins.
You know, and getting both of those done on a Friday as well, too. And that's the part that gets me, is it's not only, hey, go out there and play and try to grind and find a way to get a win, but it's to do that back-to-back within a day. And so for both teams to combine for 4-0 and to finish up so late on that Friday night, a well-deserved weekend off for this tennis team this upcoming weekend. But Coach Rosie really has his teams playing well right now.
And as far as look at track and field, they're busy right now with the indoor season, looking to get the conference meet and then hopefully some things going on. But also had an individual we'll be hearing from a little bit later that had a fantastic Friday evening.
Yeah, Tiffany Huey went to the USATF Indoor Championships down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she ran in the prelims of the 400 meters, and you know, she's going against world champions, Olympians, the best of the best that the United States has to offer, and she really held her own well. She finished eighth by the time it was all said and done in the prelims, ran a new personal best, a 53.27 second 400 meter dash. That is the fastest in NCAA D2 this year and the 11th fastest all time in Division II. So she, despite not making the finals, still had a terrific weekend, got to mingle with, again, some of the best of the best Olympians down there in Albuquerque, and excited to talk to her coming up here on the show.
Again, we are broadcasting live from the Palms in Maryville on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to tennis and talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's and women's tennis team, Mark Roswell, along with a couple of players off his squads. Back with that right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we mentioned before the break, we'll turn our attention now to tennis as we're joined by Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis coach Mark Roswell. Again with Laura Prieto here, along with Filippo Paramonte. And so again, to have both of you with us here today. And Mark, another good weekend for you.
It was a good weekend. You're pretty good on those names, John. Well, way better than I am, I'll tell you that.
Hopefully I was close anyway. Laura and Filippo, so that will just go that
there
right.
We go. There we go. That'll get it.
All right. Mark, let's talk about this weekend. First of all, again, a couple of non-conference matchups going indoors. First one down in Liberty with William Jewell, and coming away with a couple of good wins there.
Yeah, we went down there Friday morning, and it's a good deal for us because Jewel has access to the Genesis Club down there that we've played for years. So, really, usually that's one of our first matches, and they're, you know, Division II school now, both on the men and the women. So, you know, that was a good match to get started with for us.
Then you follow that up, just a short trip up to St. Joseph, another Genesis Club that you played in, but the matches starting women at 6 and then the men had late night in St. Joseph with the win over Metro State in both of those.
Yeah, I think that match actually was over at 12:30 a.m. in the morning. By the time we got both the teams playing, we really send a shout out to Shanky down there. He does a great job at that Genesis Club. He's getting a lot of kids playing tennis these days, and we appreciate being a part of that. He really catered to us.
Good win for the women, 4-0 on that one. You lost the doubles point against Metro State, but came right back and had a great singles with the rest of them.
John, that was a good team. They actually beat us in Maryville last year 4-3 in a really close match, and boy, that match started off, you know, they got the doubles, they were one up, and they were up in two or three of the singles. It wasn't looking good because all it takes is 4 points, but we had some really great efforts third set super tiebreakers when the pressure was really on. And in the end, we ended up winning all four of the singles matches. I think Andrea was down 5-1 in the second set against a guy who had beat him last year. And then he came back and won 7-5. Filippo was down in the second set, too. Or was it the first set?
Second set,
yeah. Uh-huh. And came back and won five straight games or whatever it was. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, definitely. But with the Lauren and Filippo both, and they're, besides what they do singles-wise, these are a couple of players that have had a lot of success for you on the doubles side.
Yeah, they have. You know, we're getting the teams together. We need a little more work on the doubles, but it's coming.
Well, let's just talk about, first of all, Lauren, what she's brought to your team.
Well, she was at a strong NAIA school last 2 years. And, you know, they were at the national tournament. And so she's an accomplished player. She played, what, two or three singles on your
team?
Yeah, two singles. And, John, what our women's team this year is, you know, we lost Vera, who was the two-time All-American, and then Tiff, who was maybe just as good as Vera. You know, she transferred and she won the ITA over there. Anyway, but getting to the point is we got six young ladies that are all pretty close level. I mean, I could draw it out of the hat, and we really don't fall off that much to play them anyway. So, you know, it's hard at the top, and we're doing just fine right now. But depth-wise, we're pretty good.
Yeah, now, Laura, just talk a little bit about coming to Northwest, again, transferring into the Bearcat program, but originally from Spain, and what attracted you to land here in Maryville?
Yes, I was in Kentucky before. It was a school that was way smaller than this one, and also was in a small city, so it was kind of the same, but I wanted to move to another state. Also, I saw that this team was pretty good last year. There were seven in the country, so that was one thing that I really liked about. Then I could talk with a coach, with Angela. There's another Spanish girl in the team that she really explained me everything about the university and everything. And with Juan, the previous assistant coach, he was super nice to me also. And yeah, academics also was good for my major and everything. So yeah, I'm so happy here now.
Well, we're glad to have you here as well. And Filippo, just talk a little bit about, you've been in the Northwest program for a while now, coming in from Italy. And again, just your impressions of coming to Northwest Missouri State.
So when I decided to come here, it was because Andrea Zamuri was here already. He's probably, hands down, one of the best tennis players Northwest has ever had. So that's why I decided to come here. He told me that the program was really good and was searching for players to achieve really good results, and so that's why I decided to come here. And I mean, I think that overall these years, like, we won conference tournament, we went to national 2 years out of three, so probably I really want to go, as my last year as a senior, I want to go to national again and win conference tournament for the last time. That's my goal, honestly. That's also the goal as a team. For the team, we all want to win the conference tournament this year and go to national and do the best we can.
Mark, talk a little bit about Filippo too and what he's meant to your team.
Well, Filippo, first of all, is a great team guy. Okay, he brings a lot, singles and doubles. You know, he's an accomplished player. Just to show you where his level is, a couple years ago, he drew either the number one or two seed, number one player from Washburn. German boy over there, Tim, and it was like a first round match or second round maybe, but he beat him, you know, and that just to shows you what kind of, if he's on, look out, you know. And you know, he's just got that level. If he's focused in and ready to go, and you know, he's gonna, for us to do well and achieve the goals he's talking about as far as winning conference tournament and advancing to the nationals, we're going to have a great year from him.
And Filippo, just looking at the way this you started off this year, again, a great start for you guys right now. What do you see as the strength that this group has right now?
I think that if we keep going like how we're doing now, we can do really well. I don't want to talk too much about I don't know how to say that, but just try to be consistent and don't underestimate any teams and think that we can beat anyone. if we step on court thinking that, oh, maybe this team is too good for us, it's better. I mean, there's not gonna, we're not gonna win against that team. But if we think that we can beat anybody in the nation, that's like the mentality that we should have as a team, and I think we have it. So,
and having said that, John, you know, after the doubles always get done, their team, Metro, I'm talking about, was like doing cartwheels and jumping up and down, and they were up 1-0. Oh, yes, they were up in the match, but you know, the match was far from over, and it kind of upset our guys. You know, it's like, hey, man, we're just getting started with this match, you know, and really kind of motivated them, I think. So that was, you know, it worked out well.
Yeah, that was a fun match to watch, and as well as watching the women Friday down there as well with a good one. You got the women's team that just really took care of business. I learned to talk about matching up with Metro and how it just kind of methodically went through and picked up a shutout there.
Yes, was a really good match in the doubles. They had a really good doubles, the three of them. We were all so close, but at the end we could manage it to win the doubles point. And then at the singles, we started with 4, 5, and 6 singles since in the morning, just the first three played. And we all had kind of close matches, but at the end we could win it. And then we beat them 4-0. Was a good match, and we support each other a lot, and a good team environment and everything. So happy to win, and excited to play more and for the conference matches also.
It's one of the things in watching both of your teams, Mark, is the support that each team gets from the other here. I think that's just something special. It's kind of like a big family for both the men's and women's teams at the field.
And you know, everybody talks about family and culture and all these words. You know, we've been doing this for about 40 years. You know, with the internationals and stuff, I mean, we've got to support each other, particularly when we get on the road, because nobody is cheering for the Bearcats unless it's you down there at the mats there. You know what I mean? So they have to get close, and they have to support each other. And the thing is, what you find is there's not jealousy. We've got a number of relationships on the team, okay? And they truly want the other team to do well, and they support them. Win, lose, or draw, and that's a hard thing as a coach to achieve. But once you have it, look out, because you're dangerous.
And if both for Lauren Filippo here, just talk a little bit about the aspect too. Again, a lot of international students, and you come from such a various wide background. So imagine that's kind of fun to just kind of learn from each of you the backgrounds that you come to Northwest.
It's really nice to have people from all over the world. We all learn from each other. We have different cultures. We are so different, our personal. And yeah, it's just really nice to be like, we got kind of issues, but we solve it perfectly, and the team environment is so good. So yeah, it's nice.
Oh yeah, I completely agree with that.
And let's talk a little bit about for both of you on the academic side. Again, first of all, Laura, coming in, what's some of the things that you're studying right now at Northwest?
I'm doing a double major in psychology and business. And right now I'm doing good here. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, my grades are good. The professors are really nice. Whenever we have a tournament or whatever, like, they just try to help us as much as they can. And yeah, just studying, you got the grades that you want. So,
yes, and I was struggling maybe my freshman year with the grades, especially with my English. But now I think it's much easier to study, to achieve the results I want. And also one key I think is communication with the professor. Always trying to send the class excuses on time. Say them if you don't understand something, just go to talk to them. They are really open to help you. That's really, really nice for them.
You know, I've talked to some of the baseball players about this as well, but I think from a spring sports standpoint, keeping up your academics is probably the hardest thing to do, because the travel you guys are involved with, where you have matches midweek and weekends and things where you're on the road so often. But you guys, when you look at the GPAs, when everything's said and done at the end of the year, right up there among the top.
It is, John, and we're proud of that, always among top of all the athletic sports for years and years. And it's nothing I do other than the fact that when we're recruiting our players, okay, there's a thing called the TOEFL score, and it's an English test for them to get to school. And it's amazing how many people come up to me, and I don't know if they're joking or whatever. It's like, Well, can they speak English, Rosie? Well, yeah, they can speak pretty good English, maybe better than you.
Probably right.
You know, but they have to score certain, and we're not going to take them unless they get that score. So academically, they've got to do very well on that. And, you know, it transcends over to their practice habits and other things, you know, with the academics and stuff. And it's a great school. The teachers, instructors, they help them all the time, and they let them make up their work. And I've appreciated that for a long, long time. So this is, you know, Flippo, when he came over, he had a little bit of, you know, there's one thing about taking a written test, but then speaking it and stuff. And it took him a little while. His English is day and night. I mean, he's fluid in English now, and that just shows me how hard that he worked on that. And I'm really proud that, you know, instead of just, you know, speaking Italian all the time or whatever, which he could do when there's three, four Italians on our team, he speaks English. So that this is good.
Now, for both of you here, too, we talked a bit about how close you are as units cheering on each other. When you get away from tennis, I know I see you guys summertime and other times out there, even outside of the time you're supposed to be practicing, you're still playing the game and trying to work on improving. But when you get away from tennis a little bit, what do both of your teams and both of you here like to do to kind of get away and relax outside of tennis and academics?
Outside tennis, whenever I'm done with my classes, I also like to play another sports. I like playing basketball also, and pickleball. We used to play sometimes in the rec center with the team. We do some team bonding there, so it's nice. And yeah, just watch some shows with my roommate or hang out with friends. Yeah, basically that.
Yeah, kind of same. I like making music on my laptop and then play video games. Just
like all normal
kids, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this one, Laura, she loves to practice. John, I can't keep this one off the courts. I mean, she'll stay another hour after we've gone two hard hours for practice. But that's, you know, in tennis, like anything else, it's all about repetition. And if you got the same talent and you hit more balls than your opponent and so forth, you got a pretty good chance to win. I do know that much.
Well, and look ahead toward what's coming up for you this weekend off before you get back into things coming up next weekend. So.
Yeah, Drury University, we always go down there the first weekend of March. Former Bearcat coach Jared Smith down there, who has an outstanding program, and that'll be a very good test for both of our men's and women's programs. We were fortunate to win both genders last year, but he'll be waiting for us this year, and then we play a McKendry team that's on the other side of St. Louis there in Illinois.
All right. Well, as always, great to have you on the show here, Mark, and also for Laura Filippo, great to have you with us here, and congratulations on the start you guys have been off so far this year, and looks like some good things ahead for the rest of the spring.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. We appreciate
Thank
everything you. You do.
You betcha. Appreciate all you guys, and we'll be back, and we've got more coming up on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaching Show right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're talking Northwest Missouri State track and field coming up on the MIAA Championships this upcoming weekend, but also wrapping up a pretty big weekend overall. We have Coach Masters with us, Brandon Masters, Northwest Missouri State track and field, as well as senior Tiffany Huey. Appreciate you guys coming out and chatting with us. And obviously, we go through in the Friday Night Lights last chance meet in Maryville on Friday evening, but also Tiffany going to the USATF Indoor Championships down in Albuquerque. Coach Masters, we'll start with you real quick. Try to encapsulate this weekend overall. And you have so many local athletes that are trying to hit certain marks, certain times, but then also Tiffany going out and doing something that really I don't think any Bearcat track and field athlete's ever done before.
No, it's a pretty amazing opportunity, obviously, for Tiffany. We had a big weekend. You know, Hughes Fieldhouse, if you drove past, was very full all weekend. First off, we hosted the Heart of America Championship. It's an AIA conference around here, and hosted their championship both Friday and Saturday. And then we get a little break. About 7:30, we start the Friday Night Lights as a meet for us. You know, timers are here. Everything's set up. We're like, let's host a little meet. And that's a good opportunity for people to try to get a national mark with no pressure. There's a few teams, Central Missouri, Emporia State, and Mo West, and a very low amount of competitors. So super pressure-free environment gives the kids that are trying to make the conference bus another opportunity to run fast and put themselves in the top 20 of the conference to try to make that trip as well. So it's a great meet. We love that meet. We got a little special treat at that meet this Friday, this year. We actually stopped the entire meet and flipped the big screen on and watched Tiffany out at USA's in Albuquerque run with the pros. And that was a really cool experience because everybody knew what that was about, knew what it was, you know, how big a deal it was. And so all the other teams came over and were cheering Tiffany on. It was a really surreal experience, and to see her on the big stage with the big girls, and knowing how far she's come, and you know how long you know where we started to where we finished, is pretty amazing.
Tiffany goes out in the 400, runs it in 53.27 seconds, a new personal best. And as you mentioned, Olympians, world champions, professionals all around, a pretty big deal there. Running in heat two. Take me through that overall, Tiffany, the weekend and just how you kind of view everything that that you were able to take in and then kind of put down at the same time.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it in. Like, I was sick an entire week before that competition, and Coach had texted me and he said, "Do you think you're going to be able to run fast and, you know, be healthy by then?" And I said, yeah, I mean, might as well, because we paid money to get into that meet, so I didn't want to waste an opportunity to be able to be challenged by literally the best in the USA. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. Like, I'm warming up in the same room as Noah Lyles, like, fastest man in the world currently. So, yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I got to do it with my friend and roommate, Lissette. But yeah, it was amazing, and I think it was probably one of my favorite moments at Northwest, and I have a lot, so.
You know, it's pretty funny when I told Tiffany that, you know, I probably wouldn't be able to make the trip with her, and I, you know, she was a little nervous. I said, Lissette's going to go. She's our GA grad assistant. She's more than capable. Between the two of you, you'll be in great, great shape. But, you know, with hosting the Heart and the Friday Night Lights, and then we had another youth meet, open meet on Sunday with over 300 high school athletes. And so it was a big weekend for us. And I was like, I would love to leave and leave that those duties for someone else. But it was important that I stay. But they were amazing. They had a great time, and just some of the pictures, and then she just goes out and blows it up on the track. It was awesome to see her run so fast with the pros.
You know, that was one thing that went through my mind to ask Colin about too, because I knew that you had a lot on your plate this weekend, and it's a really busy time, and you know, if you go into that by yourself, that could be, it's intimidating already, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But then to go into a solo, so to have Lissette there is huge. Has it hit you? Is it kind of dawned on you of how well you ran, but then like the people that were around you and just where you kind of put your name nationally here in running at Northwest in the United States?
I'm still processing it all. Like, we would be walking past and we'd see Grant Holloway, and we both were looking at you like, oh my gosh. And so I snuck a picture with him and some other people, and Yeah, I think it's hit me now, but
I think what it has, but you know, a typical Tiffany style. I didn't run 52, so
yeah.
What's next? I mean, that's her right. thing, right? So she has big goals. That by no means is this is a nice accolade. It's a great stepping stone for the next step, and that's who she is. She's always looking next. Okay, what do I need to do? What I'm going to go NCAAs, and I'm going to try to win my first individual national title, and I'm going to go down throw a big time down. And if someone can run and beat me, good luck, right? I mean, she won't say that, but I'll say that for her.
Because, like he said, I didn't run 52. That was my goal at this meet, and I had to stop and tell myself, like, I can't beat myself up about this because I came out here, missed a whole week of practice, and then still ran a PR, and I was close to some of the fastest people I've ever ran against before. So, like, I had to step back and say, like, okay, I did a good job. I'm proud of myself for that.
At what point do you step up to the mark and just kind of, all right, game face? It's all about me in this race and not really worrying about who's around me.
I think I was like that when we were sitting down, we were waiting for our heat to be called. And then when I step onto the track, you know, little younger Tiffany would have been freaking out. But I felt at peace when I got on the track and I knew, like, I can do this. I'm strong. I trust my training. I trust my coaches. And I know everybody back home was supporting me. I focus in and I zone in, and I just feel like I can run fast. I can
there's a switch that flips.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you see it, you're like, oh, scary Tiff is back. Here she is. Let's go. And you can just tell when she's ready to go. We saw that in her warm up. It's like, oh, there she is. We're ready to roll. She's going to do great. So.
Coach has talked a lot about some of these bigger meets that you get into, that's the time that we kind of see some of those numbers really excel and those times start to drop. Did you feel that a little bit of, all right, just kind of in the moment rising to the occasion?
Yeah, a little bit. He wanted me to get out and win the cone. That didn't happen against Quanira Hayes, but
that was before I knew that he was right. Okay, so Quanira's really good.
A 2020 Olympian,
yeah,
so, you know.
Good. Yeah. you know what? She's a tendency to be a little passive through the cut, you know, and we haven't run on a 200 bank. We do not have the opportunity to run on a 200 bank very often. So, with a 200, your cut line is at the start-finish line. So you do one lap and you cut into lane one. So 400 outdoors, you stay in your lanes. 400 indoors is crazy. And so the goal is to win the cut, win the cone. And, she went out in 24-7, which is very fast, and she was on Quanira. So she did exactly what she needed to do and was able to put a nice time down. Now, if she's open and clear, she had to do some passing there late. Maneuvering around the athletes. If we have a clear 100% lane one run, she gets her 52. Mm-hmm. So she's already run 52 in 400 meters. Out there, she ran probably 407 meters. And so if you don't strategically, if you don't hit the inside line, you're running longer than the race, and that's what happened. And so 53.2 turns in to 52.8 real fast if she gets a clear path.
Right, because every meet is a learning experience, and mm-hmm. this was just another one of them. So we'll just keep tweaking things and see what happens.
Yeah, I gave her about five different scenarios that would happen, and of course the sixth one probably happened, you know. And so that's just racing indoors. The 400 is crazy, you know. And so... But that's nice because each time she runs, she gets. We always talk about we either get smarter or faster. Not many times that we have a when we set a PR, we actually get smarter as well. Fortunately for this one, she does. Right, she learns from everything. She's a student of the game, and this race out there with the pros will just make her stronger.
Well, and this is kind of a fun time too. Now we shift to the MIAA championships coming up. You got a chance to go out and win that 400 and do a lot of fun things here coming up this weekend and going on to nationals. But now things shift a little bit. You go from being like, you know, I'm just Tiffany from Northwest. I'm trying to make it here at the indoor championships at the USATF to, all right, the target's on your back. How does that shift your mindset a little bit going from that to this weekend?
Well, I think running at USA's definitely gave me the confidence to go out to these next meets and, like, do what my goal is. It's going to I thought it was going to make conference and nationals feel like not easier, but you know, I just ran with Olympians. Like, there's nothing to be scared of now. You know, I might as well go out there and try my hardest and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, she'd be scared. Even last year, we saw kind of a little bit of a breakthrough and then a little step back and then a breakthrough. And so this year, it's been full gas, you know. She's ready to go. She's not scared of anybody in the country. And, you know, if they can run and beat her, then great. But they're going to have to run real fast.
To fight for it.
Right. Good luck, right?
Well, come off last weekend, and now all of a sudden, another full week of being healthy. Yep. And now you're off to Topeka for the MIAA championships this upcoming weekend. So Coach Tiffany, appreciate the time. Congratulations on everything. I got to throw in there too before we let you go. The USATF CCCA Division II Female Athlete of the Week, the first ever at Northwest Missouri State. So congratulations on that and everything throughout this season and beyond.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Tiffany Huey and Brandon Masters with us. We will step aside and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the Palms as we continue on with KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Joined now by Bearcat baseball coach Darren Lowe, along with a pitcher off the team, and Casey Stalzer. And good to have both of you here on the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And first of all, coaches just talked about this past weekend, a trip down to Joplin for the Missouri Southern Classic, and just kind of overall go over how things went for you.
Yeah, I think it was a good weekend for us. You know, obviously, in this tournament specifically, they bring in a lot of great competition. Schools are going to be, you know, looking a lot like the MIAA schedule. We're about ready to start here. So, day one, you know, I told our guys that we kind of throw that game out the window because, you know, wind chills were about 20 degrees. It was raining in the morning. You know, our pitcher couldn't feel his fingers. Tough to swing the bat. So I think that's kind of a throwaway game. But fortunately, we were able to bounce back in game two. Got a big win there, and that was Casey's start. He had a solid start there. And then came back on day three, faced Mankato, who's, you know, a perennial regional team. I think they had 43 wins last year. And went in the ninth tied and gave up a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth to lose that game. But felt like we played well. We were competitive. Maybe didn't swing the bats quite as well as we have did last weekend and hopefully get back on track there.
Hey, you talk about that walk-off home run there, that Ryan Wickman. He's kind of a pain in your side there for that entire game, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think the pitching coach probably should have walked him in that situation. But, you know, we had two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and, you know, we were hoping he didn't hit it quite as high. Maybe a double off the wall would have been better, but... yeah, we just talked about it. He hit a fastball, a slider, and a changeup for home runs. So if we do it again, I might consider putting him on.
All right. And, again, Casey, good to have you with us on the program. And helped get them off to a good start with that win over Mary. Looking at that matchup. Also had a little offensive help there, too. How much fun is it when you look up and after two innings you got 11 runs behind you there?
Makes my job a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
It looks like you're off to a great start. You look at that matchup in particular, 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, just a couple walks out of that. Really looked like you had things rolling in that game.
Yeah, it was easy to start off. Got 8 runs in the first inning, I believe, and that just makes my job a lot easier. I can settle in from the gate, just try to get a zero after that, and keep the momentum on our side, and just compete from there.
And Derek, just talk a little bit about Casey here and what he really brings to your pitching staff.
Well, I think first and foremost, he's a competitor. You know, he wants to go out and compete every day. Pitched out of our bullpen last year and really helped us in that role, moved him into a starting role, and I think he's getting you know, comfortable with that role. You know, I think as temperatures warm up, as he gets conditioned, I think, you know, we've been kind of at that 5-inning mark for him, and he's had 3 quality starts right out of the gate. So, you know, I think he has the ability to go a little bit deeper in the game, maybe, you know, help save our bullpen a little bit, which is a little bit thin right now. But, you know, I think he throws 4 pitches for strikes, which is, you know, kind of a key for a starting pitcher. So, you know, I think he's obviously keeping healthy, and he's going to be a huge piece of our success.
Talk about 3 quality starts, our overall record 2-0 coming into this week's action. Casey, just talk about that transition from going out of the bullpen to becoming a starter and some of the things you had to work on to make that switch.
Yeah, just trying to keep the arm healthy first off, because, I mean, we do have some arm issues already this season, and try to do my job. It goes deep into the game. We can keep other guys fresh for the rest of the weekend. Transitioning-wise, I mean, I was mostly fastball slider last year, and this year I'm working in more curveballs, changeups, trying to keep guys off balance, keep throwing strikes and being efficient.
Now, I'm sure just however they use you, that's the way you just to be a somebody that can step up and help the team in any aspect of things. But do you prefer starting over relieving?
I mean, they both have their pluses. The thrill of the bullpen's a little bit different. You get amped up for an inning right before you go in, but starting is just a little bit easier on my nerves and can settle in a little bit easier.
Yeah, I imagine you can kind of get into a routine, get you to get out there and get ready to go out right off the start.
Yep.
And again, as far as coming to Northwest Missouri State from Des Moines, Iowa, originally not a far trip to come down to Maryville to play baseball. What brought you to Northwest?
My pitching coach at my junior college went to Northwest, and he had nothing but good things to say about Northwest. And when came time to make the decision, it just seemed like the right choice.
And as far as academics, what are you studying here?
Business and marketing.
All right, sounds good there. And, Coach, let's take a look at what's coming up for you, too. As we've talked before we came on, looking for your home openers this weekend with Emporia State. And weather-wise, I don't think you could ask for – now, we'd probably jinx it by talking about this right now, but forecast looks like it's going to be a great weekend for baseball.
It looks like it. You know, when we look at this weekend, it's due to our rules of scheduling. If we can't play at our field, we have to move to our opponent's site. So it's always touch and go on this weekend, last weekend in February. If we're going to play at home or play on the road, you know, we usually have frost coming out of the ground, snow on the field, cold temperatures, rain in the forecast. So, you know, knock on wood, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend for our opener.
And just talk a little bit about Emporia State.
Yeah, Emporia is going to be very well coached. They brought Brad Hill back into the MIAA, a guy that had great success at Central Missouri, at K-State, you know, and now he's at Emporia. So, you know, they're going to be a challenge. They're going to be – looks like they're off to a good start. They're pitching it well. They're doing all the little things right. So, you know, it'll be a challenge this weekend, you know, to start our MIAA schedule.
And going into it for Northwest, overall looks like off to a good start on your end as well. What's some big things come out of what you've seen out of the team up to this point?
Well, I think I think the biggest thing from last year is we're swinging the bats pretty well. You know, we're able to score a lot of runs. Takes a little bit of pressure off of our pitching. You know, especially in those first 2 weekends when you're playing 4-game sets, I think at one point we had about 7 pitchers down that I thought we were going to be able to count on for the year. So we had to stretch our starters a little bit further. you know, just really be aware of when we brought bullpen guys into the mix. So, you know, the three games on a weekend is going to help, just like it did this past weekend. Hopefully get a couple more of those guys healthy to alleviate that stress on our bullpen a little bit. And then, you know, clean up the defense a little bit. There's a lot of places that we can improve on. But, you know, getting some wins under our belt early in the non-conference season, I think, helps a lot with confidence and hopefully build on that this weekend.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us. And, Casey, great to have you with us on the show as well.
Thank you, John.
Again, Casey Salzer, a pitcher for the Bearcat baseball team, along with head coach Darren Lowe with us. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State softball. We're joined by head coach Naomi Tellez. Coach Tellez, how are you on this beautiful Tuesday morning? I turn on the right mic. Yeah. That helps right there.
It's good. It's great. We're going to be outside again and hopefully practice well.
How was last week in the week in Northwest Missouri State right now, 5-4 on the season? Didn't play last week. You had a couple long road trips to weekends previous to that. How did everybody take to getting a little bit of time off, but also the chance to get out there and get in more of that game feel at Bearcat Field?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was nice, you know, having Friday, Saturday off, that being the coldest days of the week, kind of worked out well in our favor. Sunday, you know, we scrimmaged 10 innings, and I think it was just kind of almost an out-of-body experience, you know, and the wind was flying out as usual, so we put up a lot of runs, which was great. But I think, you know, we scrimmaged again on Monday, and that, you know, it felt a little easier that day.
So we'll talk a lot with our basketball coaches at Northwest. They'll talk about getting out and scrimmaging instead of just doing certain drills of, hey, let's give that game feel.
Yeah.
Do you feel that same way in baseball and softball? Yeah. It's like, let's get out there and put them in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on Sunday, we definitely created a lot of work for our defense. And it was not easy. You know, we worked them essentially. So just being, you know, able to replicate those drills in a scrimmage, kind of a controlled environment, is a lot better for us.
9 games into the season, we still have 40 plus left to go, including a really tough conference slate. It's hard to do this to a coach, but how do you evaluate and almost grade out your first 9 ball games to this point?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that's kind of a surprise but also really comforting is our offense. You know, we're putting up runs. You know, our 2 speedsters at the top are really helping us out. Obviously, from the pitching standpoint, we need to make a few adjustments, limit our free passes. But overall, I think we're just really confident in our offense because it's not going to be the same person every time.
So to this point in the season, Northwest is 11-for-11 in stolen bases and stolen base attempts.
Knock on wood.
When you think about some of the speedsters you do have out there, is that something as the season goes that you get more aggressive, or with Abby and Lauren hitting the way they are, you don't want to potentially run into outs? How do you evaluate that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like just kind of the feel for everything. So this is actually kind of the first year that I've turned over our offense to our assistant. And so not really having to worry about gambling and risk and reward is huge just for me, because I know I'm more on the conservative side and he gambles. And so it's kind of all on him in the feel of the game. Like, he understands everything, momentum, all that stuff. So, I mean, I can only imagine he's going to continue to gamble. So I'm like, yeah, do what you want. It's fine.
Is that hard? I mean, you're still a young head coach. Yeah. Is it hard sometimes to hand that off and give up
some of that authority?
Honestly, I think it's more of a relief. Because for me, looking at the pitching staff, like being able to manage that and looking four innings ahead or three innings ahead and kind of sticking with the personnel changes, being able to just hand over the offense to him and say, go run with it, is a load off, which is really nice.
Year three as a head coach, does it feel like this Northwest team, even though there are still some players that were here from before you arrived, does it feel like it's kind of starting to take shape to what you were anticipating of, this is what I want to build?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they're a hardworking group. They're funny. They're all spark plugs, but like when it's time to work, we work. And I think more than anything, like, they're just competitors. You know, they want to win. They'll do anything to win. But everybody's buying in no matter what their role is.
Bearcat softball is so far 5-4 on the season, getting set to head to Topeka this upcoming weekend for the Washburn Invitational. Yeah, this weekend you're going to see St. Cloud State, Winona State, Augustana. I mean, those in the preseason polls were three of the top five teams in the NSIC. We know how good the MIAA is. How much is this weekend about? We're going to use as a measuring stick.
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of those have great arms too. So we're facing, I think, staffs that have sub-1 ERAs, and for us, it's going to be a big challenge for us offensively. But also defensively, you know, and pitching wise, can we just limit the damage and keep us within striking distance?
You know, those first 2 years, I guess, well, from year two to year three for you as a head coach, or whatever, let me get this right, year one to year two, excuse me, ERA and WHIP just drop completely. You can see some major improvements there for you, especially the pitching side. You're a catcher in college. The way you're viewing things, what is it to kind of put this team over the top in that regard to continue to improve and help that pitching staff develop?
I think this year I've been able to really dive in with them. Like, our bullpens and everything has been a little bit more detail-oriented because I am able to give up a little bit of the offense, which is really helpful. So for us, I think it's just really trusting what we're doing, having a staff that we can rely on and not have, you know, two arms that are throwing almost every single conference game because 56 games is a lot. So being able to have maybe four arms going into conference and having matchups and or, you know, who can spin the ball better what day and all that stuff.
Is that a difference in philosophy from other coaches, or is that just kind of how things have played out now? Because you do see some teams that say, we've got two horses, and then nobody else is really going to pitch hardly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on your personnel. I mean, I think, you know, last year Breck and Jaden carried the load for us in conference, but now they have some help, and I hope that will then benefit them in the end and feel a little bit more fresh come April.
Northwest Missouri State softball getting set to head to Topeka this upcoming weekend. Baseball's at home this weekend. You still have got a couple weeks until we're going to get to that point. But does it feel like we're turning a corner? We're going to see some softball here at home soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we looked at the weather and we're like, holy smokes, it's almost going to be 70 here. So we're excited.
We'll hope it doesn't turn around to snow before long.
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Maybe by the time you arrive home, that'll happen.
Yeah, probably, knowing our luck.
Coach Tejas, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Naomi Tejas with us, Northwest Missouri State head softball coach. The Bearcats taking on St. Cloud State on Friday, and then Winona State and Southwest Baptist coming up Saturday. We'll step aside and be back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the Palms as we turn our attention now to men's basketball. Isaiah Jackson from the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team with us, a guard on the Bearcats. And Isaiah, coming off a good win and a good homestand this past, so far anyway. You got one more game on this three-game homestand here, but a couple wins over Rogers State and Northeastern State.
I think our best, those are pretty good wins against two good teams that are tough to guard defensively, just knowing that when we get those wins, especially late in February, those are pretty big for us to move on and hopefully win this conference.
Let's go back to last Thursday, the win over Rogers State, and the thing that really stands out on that one, 73.9% from the field for the game, and second half just missed two shots the entire half, going 90% from the field as a team. That's just unreal.
Yeah, we missed more free throws than we did field goals in the second half, so... Yeah, no, that was unreal. I mean, it just kind of shows you how well we're clicking late in the season. That's what we need to see, especially with our main guy Wes out. So getting those wins without him, and then obviously the way that we won, it was big. So yeah, we're moving forward.
I understand that the first thing Coach McCollum said to you guys when he came down to the locker room after that was he was getting on you over the foul shots more than.
Oh yeah, definitely shot worse from the free throw line than we did field goal percentage, but it was. Yeah, he had fun with it. He doesn't really work on free throws too much. He doesn't like using pressure for free throw situations, playing games. He just wants us to shoot, and he trusts us in that area. So, yeah.
Well, overall, it's been pretty good. You've been among the, if not the leader, in the free throw shooting percentage throughout the season. So, just kind of one of those games there. But when you're shooting 73.9% from the field, you can kind of get by in a game.
Yeah,
like
you can definitely get by with 73% and 90-some percent in the second half. So,
you know, that second half, what amazed me, too, was it was everybody that came out on the floor. You look at the end, Luke Moustakas came out and Ethan Marlowe, both they dropped down a couple big threes. And that's tough to do, just sitting on the bench that long, coming out cold and knocking down a couple big shots like that.
It is tough, sitting all game like that and, you know, getting your number called. You know, you gotta perform. You got to take the chances that are given to you, and those guys, they did it. And hitting shots, they shoot all the time in practice. You know, a lot of people don't get to see that. So for them to do that was pretty big.
Let's talk about your game on Saturday. 13 points, 5 assists. Moves you into the top 10 in Northwest all-time in assists, now with 252. So putting together a pretty darn good career here.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to think about, just knowing that the guards that have been through here, not even just the guards, the people and players that have been through here, you know, cracking the top 10 is something I wasn't even thinking about, and I just saw it. I'm like, there's no way I'm top 10. But, yeah, and you know, I just keep playing the game the way that it's meant to be played. And I've always been a pass-first guard, and, you know, I love getting my teammates the ball and making them better. So.
Well, and looking at several games this year and getting a double-figure scoring as well, knocked down, I think, two or three big threes in the last week or so.
Yeah, it's part of my game I've always been, you know, wanting to improve on. And, you know, Mac has given me the confidence. Not only Mac, but my teammates as well to give me the allowing me to shoot the ball and tell me to shoot the ball whenever I'm open, and, you know, just getting that confidence, because that could really help us in the long stretch.
Now, another thing to talk about at this point in the season, we've got three regular season games left, one coming up Saturday with Missouri Western at home, and then on the road to finish up with Central Oklahoma and Missouri Southern. But already 21 wins on the year, 17 in conference wins at the top of the MIAA, two games in front of Fort Hays State. That's a heck of an accomplishment. You look at that, you've had, and it's been a season, too, where you've had to deal with a few injuries. Byron's been out for an extended period of time. Now you've got Wes out as well. You guys just kind of find a way to keep things rolling despite these injuries.
Yeah, no, we have guys that have stepped up. A big one, I think, is Trey Mowala. He's kind of stepped into that role of, you know, just showing his will to defend. And you can see the passion on his face when he plays. And, yeah, we got other guys like Jack as well. Some of these guys are, you know, second-year freshmen, so you could tell that their future is bright and that they will be continuing to do great things moving on. And, you know, these last three games coming up are huge, you know, just trying to close out this conference title, a regular season title. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Not rushing anything, just having fun while we do it.
Well, you're coming off the last time you played Missouri Western, a loss down in St. Joseph, but that's been the last loss you guys have had. You've been on a nice roll since that game.
Yeah, I think that game taught us a lot. About ourselves, and I think ever since then we've just been tougher, and that's one thing that Mac has always emphasized to us, you know, just bullying people and just kind of imposing your will. So I think we're doing that pretty well, and it's showing late in season when we really needed to, going into this postseason where it's win or go home.
What's been the biggest thing that you've seen with this team as you developed throughout the year? Had a couple early losses, but again, nobody panicked at that particular time. But when you see the progress the team has made from maybe the first games of the year to where you're at right now, what's been the biggest thing?
I think just leadership. We've had guys that have just kind of stepped up and, you know, just taking the role of, you know, moving this program along. You know, I think the best teams are player-led. Coach preaches about that all the time. So we've had guys, you know, Wes has always been consistent, so we've had other guys that just, you know, just keep going and just pushing each other. And it's a big difference from the beginning of the season to now, and hopefully people can see that on the court as well. So I think there's been a big change in that area.
All right, Isaiah, it's always great to have you with us here on the show. I think you've been here enough, you could probably co-host it with us here.
I probably could. I wouldn't mind it.
All right, yeah. We might have you do that
here. Appreciate you for having me.
All right, Isaiah, yep. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Isaiah Jackson from the Northwest men's basketball team as Northwest faces Missouri Western this upcoming Saturday afternoon, 3:30 tip-off time. We'll have that as part of a doubleheader broadcast with the Northwest women and Missouri Western as well. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. We got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882. 582-3512 or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Rolling on with the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Women's Basketball here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Lindsay Kelderman and Janie Green with us. Appreciate you two coming on and talking with us here today. And Jana, we'll start with you. Senior Day, a 72-54 victory over Northeastern State. How special was that one to go, not only go out and win the basketball game, third career double-double, and really just kind of blew out your opponent there?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I think in the first half, we kind of came out a little flat, didn't have great energy, but the way that we responded in the third and fourth quarters has been a big part of how we've been all year. We've been a second-half team just getting better throughout the game. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Overall, Northwest has won 8 of the last 9. Lindsay, you kind of look at that number, and you guys started off really hot, 7-0, a couple losses there in between. Overall, it's been a solid season top to bottom, but how do you kind of encapsulate these last few weeks, really kind of going back to that Missouri Western loss and that point on?
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like this season we've hardly had any losses, but I feel like after every loss we've definitely came together as a team and learned from it. So I feel like every game we're just coming more and more together and just, I don't know, playing our best basketball that we have.
Talked with Coach Meyer a little bit, and he's been talking about this since he was an assistant for the men. Hit the 20-win plateau with this win over Northeastern State. We talked about it a lot in the game broadcasts. From your guys' perspective, the locker room, does that mean anything right now with still so much left to play for?
It's a good accomplishment, and we're excited for that. But also I feel like we have our eyes on bigger and better things for the rest of the season. So I feel like we're just kind of staying focused and taking one game at a time, and who knows where that will take us.
Mm-hmm. Well, only one game this week. That's a Saturday matchup with Missouri Western before diving into that one, because that is a huge one really in the MIAA slate. How much of this week is taking a step back and physically kind of getting a chance to kind of recoup the bodies, but also mentally just, all right, let's take an evening to step away from basketball and make sure that we're recharged that way too.
Yeah, I think it's a balance that we've been having all year. So we had Sunday off, and then we took yesterday off also just to get some rest. But, I mean, we're going to get after it today. We have weights. We have practice. We got the scout guys coming in. So, yeah, taking the time to find balance, but also knowing since it is such a big matchup on Saturday, we've got to be ready.
How do you guys view Missouri Western overall? This is a team that had some success in the past, but obviously back in St. Joseph and Genia, there was a tough one, 61-47. Defensively didn't play too bad, just shots wouldn't go down. Do you look back at that? Are you guys watching tape of that game or just kind of burning it and moving on?
Yeah. Well, I feel like they're definitely like a scrappy physical team, athletic team. So we're definitely learning from that. And I feel like we're going to incorporate that in our practice this week and just we'll be ready for it on Saturday.
Jaina, for you, obviously defensively you've been terrific throughout your career, but especially this season we're seeing you put it on. You've got a career high in blocks, I think a career high in steals, and just a lot of good things happening right now. How does that figure against a team that does want to grab a loose ball and run and not allow you to get back and defensively kind of set things up?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of good players. They've got scrappy girls, quick girls, want to get downhill, make plays. I mean, it'll be interesting. It'll be a fun matchup. I mean, their post player is really good, too. The freshman, Tiani Ellison, off the bench, so that'll be a good challenge. But just trying to be the quicker team to the ball, like get their first, play harder, play smarter, play faster, stuff like that.
Well, it is. Obviously, we kind of point the fingers in the media to Connie Clark, Brianna Budgets, and what they bring. But Ellison did have a really good basketball game. How does that shift things a little bit, too, especially defensively, and you're trying to match up with quick guards, but size like that, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a give and a take, I think. They're really good. Somebody's going to score. It's not going to be – we're not going to hold them to 0 points as much as we talk about in locker room before the game. But, yeah, I mean, Budgets is – like, she's just a great player. She knows how to make plays and make shots. I think that whoever we put on her, it'll be a challenge, but I think that – everyone's willing to rise to the challenge.
Northwest Missouri State hosting Missouri Western coming up on Saturday, 1:30 tip-off for the women. The Bearcats 20-5 this season. Lindsay, it's going to be the Pink Out basketball game, a chance to raise some money for a good cause. It's going to be a packed house. What is your perspective heading into this basketball game? Obviously playing well at home, 10-3, but playing for a lot more at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited for it, and I just feel like the whole cause and the reason behind this game is just, it's really impactful and it's powerful, and so I think it's just going to be great energy on Saturday. We're going to have a ton of fans, you know, coming for our game and the boys' game, so I think it's going to be a great environment, and I'm excited to get that win.
A lot of energy will be in the arena. It was kind of sucked out on Thursday whenever Emma got hurt, but she was right back on the bench bringing a lot of energy on Saturday. How does she still incorporate a big piece of this team despite not suiting up on a Saturday like this?
I think just her presence, like we've been here for a long time together and stuff like that. But, I mean, the first thing she said in the locker room after she got hurt is, like, it's not about her, it's about the team. Like, it's about celebrating a win, whether we lose or win or lose together. Like, it's about that. So, I mean, obviously it sucks. She's been a big part of our success this year. But just having her there and supporting no matter what is just awesome to see.
And the Bearcats bringing it once again coming up on Saturday against Missouri Western. Before we let you two go, Jaina, going to see your brother Jason play tonight, Creighton against UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you throw any tips out as he's going through his college career? Obviously, I mean, number one all-time in block shots at Northwest. You're number nine right now in career steals. You're coming up in the top 10 in career rebounds. Feels like you can impart some wisdom on your brother, right?
I mean, I guess. I'm not sure if he'll listen, but, you know, he's 2 years younger than me, but he's 3 grades younger, but then he redshirted, so now he's 4 grades younger. So I feel like he's kind of like at the age where he feels maybe a little bit removed from me, or he doesn't really want to listen. But, you know, maybe while he's warming up tonight, I'll just yell something out of the court and see if he listens.
Just get after him a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you beat him up when you were younger?
Oh, for sure, until he got taller.
Now, Lindsay, got a younger brother, Kay, that's at Iowa State.
Yes.
How much did you and Peyton hammer him when he was younger to kind of build that toughness?
Oh, we definitely hammered him. And then and then eventually he was getting a little bit quicker and faster than us in athletic. And I was like, okay, one-on-one, you got us.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the sister perspective, too. You guys are probably psychologically just beating them down as they grow up. It's good for them, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they need it a little bit.
Lindsay, Jaina, thanks for the time. Good luck this upcoming weekend. Safe travels to Omaha. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks,
Thank
Matt.
You.
Lindsey Kilderman and Janie Green with us. Northwest Missouri State 20-5 overall, 14-5 in conference play. Bearcats will face Missouri Western coming up Saturday, 1:30 tip for the women and 3:30 for the men. That'll wrap things up for us here on the KXCV Maryville, KLRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from the Palms.